I'd like to call the meeting to order. Let the record show that all board members are present. Mr. Crawford?
Could you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? If you'd face the flag and follow me, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
There was no action taken in closed session. We have our new student representative to the Board of Trustees, Leticia Staples from Marysville High School. Welcome, Leticia. Do you have some comments for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I have two things. Okay, how does this work? Okay. So from Lyndhurst, we have a report, and it says, here at Lyndhurst High School, we have jumped right into work with the school year. Starting kids are excited to see their friends and excited to meet their teachers. Before the year even started, an Olympic gold medalist talked to our school about his journey and how hard he had to work to get there. Our athletes were very excited to see him and meet him. They all left a little more motivated than they were when they walked in. At Lyndhurst High School, we promoted the idea that if you work hard enough towards your dreams, they will come true. We had a first grade day with a fun lunch activity where we spread kindness by having free snow cones for all. The music playing calmed the nervousness that most everyone has on the first day of school. The participation was great, and we are so excited for this year. We kicked off the football season on the first Friday of the year, and it was such a relief to finally have a home game at Lyndhurst. The past year, we had our home games at Yuba College because our field was getting redone, and it wasn't the same. The attendance was good, and the students were very excited for the games. The band played at the game, and they're always a joyful and talented group. Our varsity won 14-12 against Mesa Verde. This undoubtedly made everyone at our school thrilled for the season. The second week of school started, and our various clubs are all working to get their officers together so they can work together as a team and thrive at social events. The first President's Council meeting is soon, so it is important that they have their representatives picked. Our football team had their second game at Highlands, and they beat them 44-14. Our wonderful cheerleaders were there cheering them on as they had a spectacular victory. Back to school night was a great atmosphere where the parents of our Lyndhurst students met the teachers that they will be looking after them and educating them this school year. The ASB and leadership class helped all parents with directions and gave free popcorn and snow cones. They came to help to make a safe and comfortable environment every day by spreading positivity and love. Homecoming is near, and students of all classes are working hard on their floats that will parade around the track holding their elected prince and princesses. The class officers are designing and building their float to match the theme and to wow the crowd at the football game. The king and queen are announced at halftime of the football game, and they are honored with crowns and sashes. Our homecoming theme is called Blazer Fest, which refers to our mascot. Our leadership class is busy at work planning the rally and the dance, each committee having a different job and responsibility. Our ASB vice president is working hard to make sure every first period class has a senator to go to the Senate meetings and report back to their classes. This allows every class to be aware of what is going on and how they can stay involved. Lyndhurst High School is a very diverse and accepting school. The cultures and customs each student has varies. Each student brings a piece of their culture and spreads it proudly. It is one of the best things we offer at our school, acceptance of who you are. The year has just begun, yet is off to a great start. Lyndhurst High School is on the path to having an amazing school year with a great group of kids who all have a goal set in order to be their very best. And then Marysville High School. Preparing for school to start, Marysville High School had an Indian training day as well as a registration day. During Indian training day, the Link Crew volunteers helped incoming freshmen bond with other new freshmen to get to know the campus and gain a support team from their Link leaders. The registration day was filled with happy students coming to take their picture, get their schedule, find their lockers, walk class to class, and visit with their friends. Both of these events were successful and will continue to be done in years to come. At Marysville High School, we started the year off right with our welcome week. Within this week, we had multiple activities to help students feel comfortable, some before school, in class, and even at the end of the week. On the first day of school, the Link Crew leaders met up with their freshmen before school to make sure that they knew that their leaders were there to help them in any way possible that day and to make sure this group continues throughout the year. For the first 3 days of school, the teachers used team building activities and icebreakers in their schoolroom, in their classroom for instruction. These activities allowed the students in each class to get to know their fellow classmates and feel a sense of welcome throughout the school. On the first Friday back, we had a welcome back rally. In this rally, we had multiple games that involved the students, created a spirited environment, and welcomed the new staff members with ribbon lays made by the Marysville High School Key Club. This event was successful and started the school year off on the right foot. Some more exciting activities that occurred at Marysville High School were the first home football game and the welcome back dance. Both of these events were on the same night and involved many spirited students. The football game was also our first Pack the House game, which encouraged more students to attend and support our team. Orange Nation was filled with happy, energetic students, all dressed in orange. After the game, the welcome back dance was held in the quad with tons of orange and black, making it festive, spirited Marysville dance. The outdoor dances are always fun, different, and exciting. Next month, we are looking forward to our back to school night and club rush. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great job, Leticia. Thank you. Comments from board members. Ms. Scott?
Oops. Sorry. I would just like to say thanks to everyone for coming to the board meeting tonight. It's nice to see you all here in the audience. And for, I would just like to say to that parent sitting back there, Mrs. Staples, I was the person that convinced her that our school district was the best. I had her eldest son, and now I have her baby. So I don't know if that's an honor or I'm getting old, but I'm just saying that I'm so glad that it's now a full circle that we come back together again, and I wish you the very best school year. Another thing I would like to say is that I have been to Ellis School this past week, as well as Edgewater, to see Ruthie Bolton go and work with the students there, doing her motivational speech and seeing the talent that we really do have in our school with the younger group, younger students. They have talent. They can sing, they can dance, and they can flex. So I just would like to say that it's been a pleasure to see the things that we're doing very positive in our school year, and I just hope that everything continues to go. Thank you.
Mr. Davis. Mr. Allison.
Yeah, I just want to say, Mrs. Staples and your whole family, and I'm really glad to see you here. I mean, you guys are some of the fruits from Foothill. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. But I know your family and like your brothers and sisters and you and your husband are some of the most amazing people I have ever known in my life. And I really want to thank you for being here and all that you have done. And you guys, you're the future. And once again, thank you for being here. You're bringing back old memories.
Mr. Boom. Mr. Fleury.
I would just like to welcome our new board member, and I think your student board member, you're going to enjoy it. Also, I took some time off work and went to Edgewater when Ruthie Bolton was there, and she did an amazing job getting the students involved. She interacted with the students. It was an amazing, if you've not had a chance to see her in the different schools, she does an amazing job, amazing story, one of 20 children. And it's just an amazing story, and it really got those kids hyped up with that they can do anything that they want to do. And so whoever made her come to the district brought her in. It was very well worth the time. Thank you.
Mr. Crawford.
One thing. Woman who usually coordinates, and she still does, the football season, the snack bar for Marysville High School. In the past, usually it's the JV mothers and fathers work the varsity, and the varsity works the JVs, and the coaches usually have a sign-up sheet. That coaches got a lot of things on their hands. They didn't get that done. So unfortunately, the home opener at Marysville against Wheatland, there wasn't enough help. It got through. It worked out all right, but hopefully it'll work out. But if you do have some time and you do want to volunteer and work the snack bar, Marysville High School could definitely use you, and I'm sure Lynnhurst High School could too. Thank you.
Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. Operating Engineers Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Units. Public Comments. Comments are limited to a maximum of 3 minutes per speaker, 20 minutes total time for public input on each item per Board Policy 9323. The Ralph M. Brown Act prevents the Board of Trustees from responding to these comments with the exception of clarifying questions. We do have one public comment card, Laura Cotney. If you would state your name for the record, please. And just a reminder that we do have 3 minutes as a maximum, and Dr. Starkey will keeping bookkeeping time. Thank you.
I am Laura Cotney. I am the superintendent slash principal at Paragon Collegiate Academy. We just opened our eighth school year this year. We have an enrollment currently of 182, with two more sixth graders and an eighth grader meeting with me tomorrow morning for orientation of the school. Their packet are complete. Some big highlights of our school year are last year it was really, really exciting to, because it's been a long progress, because change doesn't happen overnight, which is one of the things I had to convince my board that, because my academic plan worked, it is working, I should say, at the time. So in both subject areas of English language arts and math, I had under the category of all students, we increased significantly in our scores, not only in those subject areas, but also in all subgroups of those both academic areas, we increased significantly. And although still, you know, not quite to that three line in a couple of areas, big progress. And it was a nice pat on the back for my team and I to acknowledge that what we're doing, the students are becoming very, very successful. And they're happy, and we offer a very well-rounded program in regards to not only academics, but also enrichment in regards to music lessons, art docent. We have a sports program, and a number of other things to prepare the child for a lifelong learning, as well as see that other side, because some of those strengths help balance out that academic piece if you can tap into it. Another area that we've improved in is security cameras. We have installed two security cameras for both our front gate and our side Falcons After School Program exit gate. They require the buzzer in, obviously, and then my administrative assistant and I control the front office or the front of the school, and Miss Melissa Overmeyer and her lead, Angie High, control the backside to increase the security of our schools. As we all know, that's becoming a very important place. But that was a big project for us to get done. Another piece is that we completed a two-year renovation project of our kitchen, and we now serve our breakfast, lunch, and snacks in-house. And the dramatic decrease of food waste has been significant. The kids are eating. We went from probably 30% to 40% eating the meals to, I would give every bit of 95%. The meals are gone. There's nothing left. They love the food, and when they're eating, that also meets one of those hierarchy of needs. They're being fed.
Ms. Cotney, I do need you to wrap up. Perfect. You're just about finished.
All right. Oh. And the last piece was we also got to pay out our first three scholarships for college to three of our graduating alumni under the Bakke Hub Scholarships. And that's been kind of a pleasure this year for those graduates to come back.
Great. Thank you very much for your presentation. Next, we have the superintendent's report. Dr. Starkey.
Thank you very much. We are very excited to have the new school year begin. Our enrollment is up about 49 students from where we projected. We've had to hire a few new staff members just to make sure that our class sizes are all within the agreeable limits. And so everyone is busy getting kids off to a great start to the year. Speaking of great starts, we are going to be having a board workshop with CSBA, the California School Boards Association, and you have a notice there talking about needing to finish an online survey. If you need assistance, apparently it's been a little tricky to get online and to get the survey to pop up on your screen. I'm going to be talking with Brian Williams, our Director of Technology, to see if he might have someone who can help walk us through as you need assistance. You will need to call his office and set up an appointment so we can be sure we have someone there to make sure you're able to complete that. They were hoping that you would have it done by Friday, so I'm not sure how your schedule is looking, but if you can possibly get it done by Friday, that would be wonderful. If not, if you can get it completed by the first of next week, we can see if we can get a little bit of an extension. So you have now officially been given homework by CSBA. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Starkey. Next, we have the approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of August 14th, 2018. If there's no additions or deletions, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford to approve. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor, raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Seven yes.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
Next, we have the Mr. Crawford.
I was thinking of Ms. Scott. I was gonna, but that's farther down the line.
Consent agenda. Is there any items on the consent agenda that the board would like to be pulled? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Fleury to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor, raise your hand, please.
Aye.
Seven yes. Next, we have new business. Board of Trustees, Resolution 2018-19/08. Excuse board members' attendance at meetings of the board of Trustees. The purpose of the agenda item. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the resolution to pay Susan Scott for a missed board meeting on 7/24/2018. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Boom. All in favor, raise your hand, please.
Aye.
One, two, three, four.
Looks like five yes. All, any nays? One nay. Any abstentions? Is there any abstentions?
Yeah, you.
Ms. Scott, one abstention. Looks like the end of the meeting. Meeting adjourned.